I think there's a lot of game playing here, but let me just go into the possible facts here. I think if the Zimbabwean police were regarded in any higher esteem as professionals, what you'd be saying at this moment is that, well, those who are in custody are beginning to break up and are letting out the secret. You'd be saying the police are getting closer to having court admissible evidence because they already have 30 people in custody. Why would they be picking up a feather too if they didn't have very good evidence? But the Zimbabwean police and their involvement in politics and corruption have no credibility or legitimacy at all to be trusted with picking up and getting good information. Let's get it very clear. It even has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with corruption, bad standards.
The MDC is saying that this is all politically motivated.
That's politicking, let's face it. The Youth Assembly and Kabota are not necessarily the best campaigners in Mogentangarai's MDC, and the outcome of the election or the outcome of the referendum do not depend on these few individuals. The MDC will carry on with or without them. I think they love them. They want them to be there. But I don't think that ZANU-PF or the police would think that this is a game-changing moment, a game-changing arrest. So I don't see any strategic reason or rationale for doing that for political reasons. I certainly think that if police have scores to settle in the local area with the local people, this is what they're doing and so forth.
So if you were to advise the MDC on this matter, what would you think they should do? What would you advise them?
I don't see how they would have stayed this long if the MDC had given sufficient attention to this matter. And if it is completely political, Mogentangarai and Mugabe have negotiated on particular issues, and this could have been given to the Ministry of National Healing and so forth to say, if this was political violence, let's deal with this with it on the basis of reconciliation. Look, I think the avenues here legally that could have been taken to stop the incarceration of those 30, some of whom will be totally innocent, or all of whom are totally innocent, and that those of the MDC who are in government at the moment have done far too little to secure their freedom. So I'm not going to forgive politicians who have forgotten these important fathers, children, brothers, sisters.